I found another thing that makes noise. You just got to hear it. Yay! My name's Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio. And oye, 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 I do hereby call this meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee to order. You know what else I like? I like sparks. I like sparks because they're very magical. And I love the smell of burning metal. I don't know how I ever picked that up. Maybe it was just because I love the visual look of sparks, and I eventually came to associate that smell with something that I love so much. And one of my favorite sparks is sponge titanium. I don't know if you've ever seen a nice sponge titanium spark, but oh boy, they're beautiful. I've got a couple of spark-generating devices with me right here on the table in front of me. One of them is your typical fire starter that you might find in a camping supply store. It's a block of magnesium with a little flint rod on it, and usually comes with some kind of striker, and in this case, because I got this cheap from Harbor Freight, it's a piece of like hacksaw blade and with a piece of bead chain. So if you're walking around in the woods and you need a good place to keep your keys and have a fire starter, this is exactly what you need. But the fun part about it is you can just scrape the saw blade across the flint and you can make all kinds of sparks. Woo! Those are some good ones. Oh yeah. Ooh, that one landed on my thumb. Yeah, now I can smell it. There's a lot of smoke too. Lots of sparks. Ooh, so sparkly. I love sparks. I love the smell of burning metal in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, at night. It doesn't matter. The other fun device that I have here today that generates sparks is one of my favorite things in the whole wide world, one of the greatest devices ever invented. I don't know how much I'm actually going to tell you about it, but it's called a Funkenring. And the good ones are handmade in Germany, and it's like a wind-up toy. You can wind it up like this. It has a little wind-up key. When it's all wound up, then you do this, and you push this little button. Awesome. It goes, and it shoots sparks about 2 feet. This is the coolest thing ever. I love walking around in public with this, freaking people out, astonishing children, frightening small dogs, and the weak at heart. Everybody needs one. What else makes sparks? Fireworks make sparks. Fireworks are good, but this isn't the fireworks show. That's going to be some other time. Also with me today, I have some things that don't make sparks. I got my my fruit dice. These are really my slot dice, but I call them my fruit dice because they got fruit on them. On one face, there's a lemon, and on the other faces, you got orange, and what might be grape, but it also kind of looks like a plum, and I usually refer to it as plum, but it probably really is a grape. Then there's cherries, of course, just like you'd find on a slot machine, plus a bell and a bar. So you can play fun slot machine games with these, or any kind of fruit-related games with these. I haven't thought up any fruit-related games yet, but maybe I can come up with one at some point. Oh, I just got cherry orange bell. I find no significance in that. Maybe I'll give it another roll. Orange, bar, plum, or grape. I don't know. These are beautiful dice. They're, what size are these? Where's my caliper? Usually I got calipers laying around here, so yeah, here they are. I believe these are 14s. No, these are 16 millimeter dice that are semi-matte. They have rounded ball corners, And each face is engraved, and each face is a different color. The lemon is yellow, the orange is orange, the plum or grape is purple, the cherries are red. And then the bell is green and the bar is black. Different colors on each side. Beautiful. Nice choice of colors too, because these aren't typical yucky colors. Very, very nice. Very nice. I like well-made dice, and these are well-made. Kind of like my fish prawn crab dice. I just wish my fish prawn crab dice had more colors. They're three colors. They're the same size. They're 16 millimeter ball corners. They're porcelain finish, which means they're really shiny, and they're almost the white is almost blue. And they're also engraved, and they're pretty slick. I like them a lot. But this isn't the dice show. The dice show is still coming soon. I really should get around to that. I'm so lazy. It got hot around here again. That's why I haven't been able to go outside or do anything. I've been sitting around here starting to get a little bit stir-crazy. So I've been playing with my dice. I've been making sparks. Been measuring things with my caliper. I've been making this noise with my watch winder. Oh, my watch winder's not doing so good. I need to get another one. Again, another high quality device, but it's getting a little worn because I use that a lot too. Not made by the same company, but handmade in America up there in, I think it's Colon, Michigan. And if you know what I'm talking about, you'll get the reference. So say hi to Greg for me. I do like fireworks, and I have some licenses to operate fireworks and firework related things, thanks to the wonderful agency of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives. I like fireworks because I like fire, in the sense that I think fire is what the man's control of fire is what separates him from animals. And I don't want to say that we have control of fire, because obviously it gets out of hand and bad things happen, but fire is fire, and you gotta respect it, otherwise it is gonna bite you in the ass. And when I say man's control, or at least ability to harness fire, I also mean energy in general, you know, like lightning, you know, just electricity, stuff like that. You don't see monkeys or birds or any other dudes, you know, building computers. You don't see them making fireworks. You don't see them building flashlights. You don't see them making telegraphs, which would be cool, but it's not happening. I wish animals would harness electricity and fire, but fireworks, I think, are kind of special because they are an artistic expression. And they're the use of fire as art. And normally we use fire for industrial things. It cooks our food. It heats our homes. And it destroys our forests, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So normally fire is this thing that has a real functional purpose. And I don't want to get into my theory of art right now. That's a whole other episode altogether. But fireworks are gratuitous. Fireworks are a gratuitous use of fire. We don't need fireworks for anything. That, you know, they're not weapons. They're not effective weapons. They're, I guess you could say, oh, well, you could use them for signaling. But, you know, this is the 21st century. We have better signaling devices these days. So that's one of the reasons why I like fireworks so much. And the other reason that I like fireworks is because it's literally burning money. Because since we're not actually using the fireworks to do anything except look at it, we're just burning money, which is fun. It's a respectable thing. But more importantly, it takes a lot of time and effort to build fireworks, to make something as simple as a fountain or a shell that you see in a fireworks display. Takes a lot of time and effort, a lot of pretty dangerous time and effort, and some money. And when you realize that, you know, a typical fireworks shell in a fireworks show burns for what, 5 seconds tops from the time you light the fuse until the time the last star burns out? 6 seconds maybe, you know, on a good day? That's a lot of time and effort to burn up in just 5 seconds. And that's kind of one of the reasons I like it, and that's an interesting idea to me. Reminds me of Hell Money, but that's another story altogether. Fireworks are fun. I like launching fireworks shells, and I like sparklers, obviously. I'm a grown man, and I buy so many sparklers every year, it's not even funny. Just because I like those beautiful, interesting forked sparks, and I like titanium sparks, and oh my goodness, I got these Japanese sparklers that would blow your mind. Senko Hanabi. They're not like the metal sparklers you think of in America, the stick with the silver stuff on it. They're a little string or twist of paper. You light one in and it burns, and then it goes into spark mode for about a minute or less, and then it just goes out. And these are so small and so tiny, I just light them in my basement over a sink. Because, you know, they're not explosive, they're not huge, they're just these tiny, tiny little fireworks, and they're absolutely incredible. And I bought a case of them when I got the opportunity. Because I had read about these when I was a kid. I'd read about them when I was like 7 years old. I'm like, wow, I wish I could get some of those. And I finally did about, I don't know, it wasn't 10 years ago. 6, 7 years ago. So yeah, now I have a lifetime supply. Senko Hanabi, super fun. I love them. As a matter of fact, I think I might go light one right now. All right, I'm going to go light some fireworks down in the basement. And while I'm doing that, why don't you listen to this?
I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monsters of funk flow, someone's fucking junk. Yeah, I'll bust them in the eye, and then I'll take the punk's heart. Feeling funky, amps in the trunk, and I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got rocks from the kids on the hill, plus my mom and my pops. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump around, jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
Jump, 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 jump. I'll serve your ass like John McEnroe. If your girl steps up, I'm smacking the hoe.
Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got songs. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle, bring a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death. Trying to step to make you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your bill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump around,
listen to the sound that pounds. I jump around, I'm no clown. I get down to the funk. Listen to the wig out and step to the rear, dear, cause I'm here. The P to the E to the T, E rockin'. The runs in your stockings, so honey, put some lockin'. Chillin' with the house of pain, blood stains the ground. I jump around.
Jump, 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 jump. Everybody jump, jump.
Outside, round the outside.
Three buffalo
outside, then do-si-do your partners.
I'm the cream of the crop, I rise to the top. I never eat a pig cause a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me up like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk bitch. Get used to one style AO when I might switch it up. Up and around, then buck buck get down. Put out your head and then you wake up in the thought of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump around, jump up and get down. Jump, jump, jump.
You are listening to the Daily Debate and Minutes of the Dubious Goals Committee on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman and sergeant of arms and legs and sundry body parts of the Dubious Goals Committee. And the topic of discussion at hand is my inability to parent. Oh, I can't be a parent because can you imagine the ridiculously strict rules I would have for my kids? Ugh, I can't even think about it. Like, I'll take fireworks for example. I mean, first of all, absolutely, positively, no fireworks in the house between the hours of 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. without, you know, previous written authorization or verbal authorization by me. I mean, for God's sakes, if my kids need to light fireworks off at 4 a.m., they can go outside. You know, can you imagine my kid coming up to me, Tobe, where do we... Yeah, I always have imagined my kids would address me as Tobe because I've never been called anything else. And when people say dad, I think of my dad. My dad? Yeah, that's that guy. That's the emeritus. Have I ever told you about the emeritus? Oh, I'm going to have to hear some stories about him. Maybe go over and interview the emeritus professor, because he's always a good time. But can you imagine my kid coming up to me? You know, I'm reading, sitting down, or I'm working on the computer. My kid comes in, you know, 8 years old. Tobe, where do you keep your black powder? It's downstairs in the basement on the shelf where your mom keeps the dryer sheets and the laundry detergent. Okay, thanks. You know, that'd be my house. And then, you know, then I'd be thinking, oh, wait, hold on a second. Hey, wait, you, come back here. Come here, come here. Now, just what grade of gunpowder do you need exactly? Because I think I left the 4FG out in the garage. Oh, no, I just need the 2FG. Yeah, it's downstairs on the shelf. Yeah, have fun. And if you need some Fizco, you know where that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Can't be a parent. Probably not a good idea. It turns out that some people don't think that a box of Strike Anywhere matches is an appropriate gift for a child. I think that's a peculiar stance to take. But, you know, What's a kid going to do? Use paper matches? You know, you're 5 years old. How are you going to strike paper matches without burning your fingers? You know, I couldn't when I was a kid. I needed good wooden matches, the kind you could strike anywhere on the cement or what. How else is a kid going to make fire? Yeah, their little fingers can't operate lighters. Not anymore. Not ever since they made them childproof and you got to press down. I can barely operate a lighter anymore. Good Lord. I feel like I have so much vital information to pass on to children, though. You know, like how to make exploding blowgun darts and how to make... Uh-oh. Hey, what was that? Do I hear kitty yangs? Somebody's yanging at me through the door. I got to do my radio. Have to have the door closed, otherwise kitties come in here and they chew on the cords and think it's kitty spaghetti, and they walk on the keyboards and think, oh, loves to do the internet. Kitties don't love to do the internet when I do my radio, remember? Oh, I might have to go out and deal with the cat for the 85th time already today. Oh, I gotta do kitty stuff all the time. Oh, gotta brush the kitty. Oh, I need to have fresh water. Oh, I need to have more food. Oh, it's so much kitty stuff today. Oh, okay, hold on a second. Now she's sticking her paws under the door. I wonder if we can go over there and get her to meow into the microphone. Okay, we're under the door now. And kitty paws are coming in under the door. What are you doing in under the door, kitties? Who's a good baby? What are you doing? He wants to say hi to everybody on the radio. He wants to say hello like the kitties. Oh, what's that, a brr? Okay. He doesn't want to be on the radio. Okay, see you later. Let's go back up to the table. Oh wait, we got some more paw action. Oh, what are you doing, Pippa? What are you doing? He wants to say hi to everybody. I can see your kitty face. I can see your kitty face under the door. Hi. Hello. Yeah, you have a kitty face. Do you know why you have a kitty face? Because you have kitty DNAs. You're full of fluffy kitty DNAs. Makes you have a kitty face. Oh, look at that. The sounds you're hearing now are the cat whacking the recorder with her claws. What are you doing? You gonna attack the radio? You gonna make it a radio attack? Are you gonna say anything? What happened to Yangy Yang kitties? Yeah, oh, are you trying to get my face? Oh, now somebody's trying to get their paws in my face. What are you doing? Okay, this is going to be dangerous for my face. Are you trying to get my face? I can see your face. You have a kitty face. You have a kitty face because you have kitty DNAs. Kitty science with me and Pippa on a non-radio. Oh yeah, now of course that we're back up here on the table, guess who's yanging through the door again already? What? You had your chance to be on the radio. You didn't want to be on the radio. You said, I'm not radio kitties. Oh man. So that's what I do all day. Entertain my cat. Entertain myself. And probably entertain somebody out there for at least a few seconds every day. That's my job. Bend to the will of my cat. Time for brushies. Time for doing kitty stuff. Oh. Time for playing with string. Time for playing with the blanket. Time for playing with just running around. Time to chase people up and down the stairs. Oh, and here's the other thing. My house is like a split level, right? So I got a staircase in the middle of the house, and I spend most of my time in the lowest part of the house because it's the coolest part of the house. And the cat likes to perch up on the staircase so that when I have to walk up the stairs to get to the kitchen, she can reach out from up above me and grab at my hair or what's ever in my hair. And usually I have a hair band holding my hair back, or I'm wearing a covering or a bandana or a do-rag of some kind on my head to hide my hair. Otherwise I get attacked by the Chexors. And so I'll be walking by and I won't notice the cat, and she'll stick her paw out and just claw the hairband or whatever, so that when I'm walking up it just sort of automatically stays with her, and now my hair comes out and goes fluff, 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 flying all over the place. That's my cat's favorite entertainment, to mess with my hair. The other thing she likes to do is whenever I go down into the basement, which is often, I do it a couple times a day, I keep my tools and all my stuff and junk down there, so I gotta go down there every once in a while. And she's not allowed to go down there, and she kind of resents that. And since the basement door is a pull door, she can't operate it. But once I go down there, she likes to lay down in front of the door and put all her paws on the door and hold it closed, or at least try to hold it closed for when I come back up. And so I'll come back up and be trying to open the door and wait, what's going on here? And then I push it aside and I can see cat paws, and then usually she jumps up and runs away like, oh, you didn't see me, that was totally stealth. Well, it wasn't quite as stealth as it could have been, but yeah, that's what my cat does. Holds doors closed, sticks her paws underneath. Oh, yeah, she doesn't like to be closed out of the bathroom either. And there's a big gap under the bathroom door, probably like 3/4 of an inch or so. And so if she can't come in there and sit on the edge of the bathtub with you when you're taking a bath, she gets mad. And if you dropped any clothes on the floor or left a towel on the floor, she'll reach under the door of the bathroom and then pull things out into the hallway under the door. It's fun, but it can be annoying when you're trying to dry off in the winter and it's freezing and you're trying to grab the towel but the cat's got a hold of it, and suddenly it's a super fun game and you're just trying to get dry. But, you know, that's just life with kitties. That's what you gotta do. Play with cats. And I can see cat paws under the door. I just looked behind me and yes, there's still cat paws under the door. Oh boy, she was playing with her pink ball earlier. She's got this little pink plastic ball that she likes to play soccer with. And of course, where's the goal? That's right, getting it underneath my door. And so, whenever there's a goal, I have to get up, pick up the ball, open the door, and put the ball back into play. And then, you know, a few seconds later, whack, da-da-dack, whack, 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 then, goal! Kitty goal! And the ball's underneath there, and I hear yang, 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 and I gotta turn around. Oh, okay, I see the ball. And then I gotta throw the ball back out so kitties can play more football. And we're out of time for today, so I can't tell you all the details of the Kitty Football League. Not today, anyway. But you have been listening to Tobe, that's me, on Anon Radio, discussing today's agenda for the Dubious Goals Committee. I think today is a barnacle day, so stay tuned for the barnacle show coming up here pretty soon. And get a hold of me if you've got any comments about today's show or any other. I might respond on the air. Give me something to talk about. I will see you soon. Bye-bye.